Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting content about something you probably use every day but don't think much about, your dishwasher detergent, and specifically, why those little pods might be holding your machine back.
Oh, I am so ready for this. The great debate, powder versus pods. It feels like everyone has a really strong opinion, and I've always wondered, what's the real story?
Well, the story is that a whole lot of us have been vindicated. A new dishwasher powder just came out, and it was sent for independent, blind ASTM testing. The results are pretty staggering.
Wait, blind testing? So they didn't know which product was which? What were they testing it against?
Exactly. They put this new powder formulation, which was developed by a guy named Matt Kesey, up against a major brand standard powder, and their most premium, top-of-the-line pod, the expensive one with all the colors and fancy layers.
Okay, so what did they find? I'm guessing the pod won, right? That's what the marketing always tells us.
That's what they want you to think. The tests revealed two huge things. First, yes, that big brand's powder is, well, it's worse than their own pod. So, they aren't lying when they say their pod is better than their powder.
Okay, so that part's true. But, there's a but coming, I can feel it.
Oh, it's a huge but. The second thing they found is that this new, well-formulated powder from Matt meets or exceeds the cleaning performance of that premium pod in nearly every single category.
Whoa, so it's not that powders are bad. It's that some companies are maybe making their powders intentionally worse to upsell you to the expensive pods.
That's the long-held suspicion, and this data basically proves it. The packaging format has nothing to do with performance. It's all about the chemical formulation. This new powder even got a better score on filming and spotting than the fancy pod. Powders can be excellent.
That is mind-blowing. So, besides using a good powder, what's the other part of the secret? The content mentioned using them correctly, ...
Right. This is the part that pods completely ignore. Your dishwasher is designed for two separate doses of detergent. It has a pre-wash cycle and a main wash cycle.
I've seen those two little cups in the dispenser. One is open or has holes, and the other one closes with the lid.
Precisely. The pre-wash cup is meant for a small amount of detergent. That first cycle washes away loose stuff, but with a little detergent in there, it also starts breaking down fats and oils immediately. The machine then drains that dirty, oily water away before the main wash even starts.
So the main wash starts with a cleaner slate. It has less work to do. But a pod is just one single dose you throw in the main compartment, so you're totally skipping that step.
You're completely wasting the potential of the pre-wash. It just becomes a plain water rinse. You're making the main wash do all the heavy lifting by itself, which is just inefficient. The whole point of the dispenser is to control when the detergent gets released.
Okay, so use a good powder and use a little bit in the pre-wash. Got it. But there was another piece to this puzzle, something about hot water?
Yes, and this is critical for anyone in North America with 120-volt power. Our dishwashers have weaker heating elements. They just can't heat water as fast. So they're designed to be hooked up to your hot water line to get a head start.
So you have to run the kitchen faucet until the water is hot before you press start on the dishwasher to purge the cold water sitting in the pipes.
You must. If you don't, the machine fills with cold water and its weak little heater might not get the water up to the optimal temperature, around 140 Fahrenheit or 60 Celsius. Before the cycle moves on. Modern detergents need that heat for their enzymes to work effectively.
And this was demonstrated with peanut butter. That seems like a very aggressive test.
It was a brilliant test. Jars and mugs were coated in melted peanut butter and butter. In the first run, they started the dishwasher with a cold water fill. It was pretty sad to watch. The peanut butter just sat there for ages. The machine barely got it clean by the very end of the wash phase.
Okay, so what happened when they did it properly and purged the pipes first?
Night and day. The hot water fill gave the heater that crucial head start. The temperature rose much faster, the enzymes got to work, and the peanut butter was completely gone about 20 minutes earlier in the cycle. That's a massive increase in effective cleaning time.
Wow. Just from one simple step. But you know, I have to ask. The content mentioned that this specific machine's normal cycle just heats for a fixed period of time. What if my dishwasher is smarter? What if it heats until it hits a specific temperature, regardless of the starting point?
That's a fantastic point, and a totally fair question. It's true that some higher-end machines might do that, but the discovery here was that this Frigidaire only used its actual temperature sensor if you selected the high-temp wash or sanitize options. On normal, it was just a dumb timer. The takeaway isn't that every machine is like this, but that you need to experiment with your own. Your normal cycle might not be giving you the performance you think it is.
That makes sense. You can't just trust the default setting. So did they do one final test combining everything?
They did. The grand finale. Hot water fill plus just a single teaspoon of powder in for the pre-wash. The difference was immediate. In the pre-wash, the water instantly got cloudy. That was the detergent emulsifying the fats from the butter and peanut butter right away.
So even more gunk was drained away before the main wash started. I bet the main wash was even more effective then.
Absolutely. The footage showed the main wash water was visibly cleaner compared to the test without pre-wash detergent because so much of the soil had already been dealt with. It proves that splitting the dose is often more effective than one big hit.
This is incredible. It feels like the whole industry has pushed us towards convenient pods that actually make our machines work worse, and then they sell us bad powders to make the pods look even better.
It really feels that way. We've been taught to ignore how our appliances are actually designed to work. The solution is simple. Get a good powder, use the pre-wash compartment, and always, always run the tap for hot water first. It gives you control, better results, and you can stop buying those overpriced pods in giant plastic tubs.
And this new powder comes in a compostable paper bag, right? That alone is a huge win.
It is. It's a premium product in every sense, from performance to packaging. And it proves there's no reason we shouldn't be able to get the freedom of powder without sacrificing performance. It's fantastic. Well, that's all we have time for today. Thanks for listening, and may your dishes be ever sparkling.
Goodbye.